This is Earth and Sky for Thursday, November 20th, with a story about a tree at the beginning of the trail.
Many skiers and hikers see white-bark pines at the edges of the mountainous forests of North America. These pines are rugged, wind-blown, and shrubby, and they shield less wind-tolerant trees like spruce and fir and allow them a toehold in the mountainside.
Diana Tomback is a professor of biology at the University of Colorado at Denver. As a grad student, she wondered how the whitebark pine seed managed to disperse since it lacks the woody seed wing to catch the wind. She found that a bird, the Clark's nutcracker, opens the whitebark pine cones, carries seeds in its throat pouch, and buries many to eat later.
From the leftovers that don't get eaten, new whitebark pines spring up. But Tomback is concerned. She says whitebark pine populations are declining.
It's very clear that within a decade or two, whitebark pine as a forest species is going to be virtually gone from much of its range. So there is considerable pressure for us to start thinking about what we can do to restore whitebark pine communities.
More about restoration efforts tomorrow. Thanks today to the National Park Service and to the National Fish and Wildlife Foundation. We're Block N Bird for Earth and Sky.